With the announced retirement of Republican State Senator Ernie Lopez, Delaware's 6th District now has the potential to turn blue. This is Don Rush. Democrat Jack Buccione has announced his intention to run for the district, whose lines are expected to be redrawn under reapportionment. We talk with him about his prospects and the issues within the district.
And essentially, this is going to be a blue Senate seat now going forward. And then the next thing that happened is the current sitting Senator Ernie Lopez decided to resign. And the next thing that happened, of course, January 6th. January 6th didn't sit well with me or any of the folks in Delaware. If you know the famous photo with the gentleman with the Confederate flag in the rotunda, well, he's from here. So our quality of life is under threat. We want to make sure that we stay blue. The state is blue. We just need to make sure the coastal region is shored up. No pun intended.
I want to turn to issues, and in particular, it seems to me that development is probably one of the key issues in this area in general.
In the coastal region, which I'm from over here, over by the beaches, we believe we don't have a problem with development, but we believe in smart development. We believe in intelligent development. And there is actually a document that the county has put together, which they're required to every so many years, that outlines exactly what they're going to do. Where do I stand on it? One of the issues is, you know, the interplay between the state government, dealt out, if you will, in the county is the fact that if they would stick to the plan, a lot of folks would be a little happier. But right now, you know, that is not the case, in my humble opinion, and we're going to have to get involved in that. But the coastal region, which are the beaches, are quite a bit different than the rest of Sussex County. So it is a concern in terms of the wetlands, quality of life, many of the things that we're interested in, because coastal Delaware, where we are, is the lowest lying area in the United States in terms of rising ocean. So it's a concern in terms of climate change and out-of-control development. So again, let me say it this way. We're for smart development. I'm for smart development. I'm not for out-of-control development. So we need to get cracking.
You mentioned the issue of sea level rise. How do you see the state dealing with that, and is it dealing with it adequately?
We here in Sussex County, particularly in the coastal region, are very cognizant of the fact that something has to be done now. And one of the things that we're talking about is in the environment is we're very plugged into climate change, and that is to say, you know, many of the things that we're doing, you talked about development, wetlands and so on. Overdevelopment does not help us. It accelerates, if you will, the problems that we have with rising seawater. So it's right at the top of our list.
You talk about the issue of quality of life. What do you mean by that?
Well, we live in a beautiful ocean environment. It's under threat. You mentioned one, certainly with the development and the increase of number of people. Certainly, you know, dramatically starts affecting things with traffic, air pollution. We need public transportation. We believe in smart development, intelligent development, and we've got to watch this because we don't want to turn this into a run of the table and a lot of folks coming in.
Democrat Jack Buccione, who has announced he will run to succeed retiring Republican Ernie Lopez in Delaware's 6th state Senate seat. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.